Most of the Midwest will continue to experience a generally mixed weather pattern for a while. We're expecting to see the temperatures rather mild to cool across the region over these next several days. We'll likely have highs running mostly in the 70s and 80s across a big part of the region. The crops that got rain last weekend will benefit most from this cooler weather because it conserves the evaporation rates, conserves the moisture, prevents it from drying out as quickly as it would otherwise. There's still a good chance for rain to occur across a portion of the Midwest as scattered showers during this next full week, but we're not expecting to see much of the precipitation being very well organized. And for that reason, there won't be much in the way of significant changes in soil conditions for much of the region. We'll expect, though, to see the temperature starting to warm up as we get into the latter part of the coming weekend and on into next week. Most of that warming trend will probably not have a huge impact on the majority of the Midwest, but there will be an increase in crop stress for some of those areas in the Southwest that did not get significant rain this past weekend. And the warmer weather will likely start to accelerate the drying trends across those areas that did receive rain and won't see a lot of follow-up precipitation for a little while. We do see on some of the forecast charts here today that there's a chance for some ridge building aloft as we get into next week, and the higher pressure aloft may help to set off some warmer temperatures as well as continuing to cause dryness to occur across the Midwest. Most of this will likely result in additional ongoing stress for the southwestern part of the Midwest, where the most seriously stressed conditions have been prevailing for a long time. I'm talking about Nebraska, parts of Kansas, Missouri, southwestern Iowa, and portions of interior southern Illinois, and some areas in southwestern sections of Indiana. These areas are likely to continue to see a rather restricted amount of precipitation, and the warmer temperatures coming up next week might have a bit of a negative impact on the overall crop development potential, especially for soybeans, which are still moving through the pod setting and eventually the pod filling stages of development. Most of the Midwest, though, will likely see mild temperatures over these next few days. As I mentioned, 70 and 80 degree temperatures are likely. Even the southwestern areas will likely see a bit of a cool off. We'll expect temperatures to be no warmer than lower 90s in the southwestern part of the region as we go forward through these next few days. In areas outside of the Midwest, we're expecting to see similar conditions prevailing across the southeastern states, where an almost daily occurrence of scattered showers will occur that will favor crop development in that part of the nation. The Delta, which has been rather dry recently, will see an opportunity for rain to develop in the northern and central parts of the region for a brief period of time, late tomorrow night on into Thursday, maybe lingering a little bit into Friday morning, but that'll probably be the only significant rain event potential for the northern parts of the Delta. As we go on out a little bit later into the week next week, there's a fair chance for a stronger storm system to impact the upper parts of the Midwest, maybe bringing some significant rain back to the Dakotas, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. Those areas could easily get some 1 to 2 inch amounts of moisture. The precipitation will be closely monitored. I think it may be a little overdone on some of the model data. So the bottom line here is really status quo. Those areas that received rain recently will likely stay in an improving trend, while those that didn't get rain will continue stressed. And that's really where we'll be over the next full week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.